The opinions expressed in the following podcast may not be those of the hosts or management of JoeCitizen.net. The podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal advice. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas. Ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos. Y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas.
Good to see everybody. Oh, I can't see everybody.
It's good to see you, though.
Hey, listen, here we are with another Joe Citizen episode here. And we're going to talk about something that Keith is really, really, and I mean really, passionate about.
And I don't know that I'm the only one that's passionate about it.
No, I agree with that. But based on some of the conversation we have, you've got some points and views you'd like to let people see and understand.
I just think that it's time to, you know, really call things out for what they are. And, you know, we've been discussing some things, you know, when Frank's here, we've discussed the same thing, which is about the immigration issue.
Immigration is a big issue.
It's probably, as far as I'm concerned, over everything, even over the election, vote stealing, whatever goes on, the immigration issue or lack thereof is the main thing.
Make or break the USA.
There are many things I wanted to say, but folks, if you have been living under a rock,
don't leave it.
Don't leave your rock.
Because some squatter will come along and take it.
Some squatter's going to say, that's mine.
And you'll have to go to court to try to get it back.
Mi casa. Mi casa. Ain't su casa. Mi casa. Rock. What's Spanish for rock?
I don't know.
Do you know what Lionel Moreno and Joe Biden have in common?
No.
They're both living in houses that don't belong to them.
And you kind of look at it, it's hard to get that squatter out of the White House.
That's my point. He is the squatter in chief.
Boy, he's got a lot of names. But listen, now that you brought up Lionel, is it Lionel or Lennon?
Well, if my 3 months of introductory Spanish is correct, I think it's pronounced Leonel. Leonel Moreno. Some have been calling him Lionel. Or Linus. I don't know.
But, hey, listen, I did get to see some of those clips on that.
Oh, yeah.
And what's mostly, I don't even know what's mostly appalling. They're already taking all our money. They're already taking all our health care. They're already taking everything else in our country away from us. Now,
yeah, you've cut to the chase on everything. I don't have to say shit.
Now they're stealing the home. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Hey, I come back home, I can't go there.
Right.
Now, listen, I don't know that that's happened yet, but this is the scenario
we're up against. Don't be surprised.
but let's get to it. Really, what we want to talk about today will be probably a lot of things, but
we'll keep it at 30.
King Squatter. From Venezuela.
Yep.
A little bit that I know about that is I know he's used that great TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok platform to spread the word to other Venezuelan and other illegal immigrants to rush here to America because he's found a law that they can abuse and take people's homes. Yeah. Right out from under their butt.
There are already tons of articles regarding squatting. Squatters' rights have been a massive problem in the country for a very long time, and it doesn't just have to be involving any illegals. I mean, it's happening in cities all over. In California, people have been squatting in mansions, in million-dollar mansions, and they've been doing anything from shooting porn to having really wild parties, charging $500 a head at the door for these wild parties to come to a house that the people that are holding the parties and saying they live there don't even have, it's not even their place.
Well, it's interesting. Biden was charging $500,000 for his guests to come over.
There you go. Yeah.
Different subject.
Yes. But with artwork by Hunter.
Give me your, I saw a couple of these videos.
Okay.
And that one video that you can pop up and show people here, he looks angry and mad, and he's almost like he's yelling about how, come here and take over America, get free. That kind of angered me that he's first illegal. He didn't fulfill his commitments as going to his hearings or court data.
Correct. Things. And that's the one thing that we do have to cover on that, is that he's part of a program in which he's supposed to report to court.
Well, I guess that's case in point what the people have said. You think they're going to show back up? Well, no. Actually, this guy wouldn't have got caught if he didn't get greedy on TikTok. TikTok. I get mixed up on that. But listen, it's appalling.
Yep.
And I got the second video of that I really liked. They decided they were going to go get him and send him back. Crying like a baby.
Viendo. Me han bloqueado mi cuenta y mi cuenta parece de secciones abiertas en Nueva York. Y yo no estoy en Nueva York. Mi gente, necesito que estén pendientes de lo que está pasando. Porque mi familia corre peligro. Corre mucho peligro, muchachos. Me borraron la cuenta de TikTok y la otra también.
So that gives us to the point is, it's okay. Just come across our border. Once you get here, you can break more laws.
Tell you what, if someone literally gets on camera, I don't care who you are, and you're going to fan out like a Chinese fan, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars of $100 bills.
I bet he was wadding about, I'd say $2,500 to $3,000 in his hands.
Oh, there was more than that.
Y sé que a ustedes no les duele mi contenido. Les duele es que yo facture más que ustedes sin necesidad.
They were all crisp, well, he was, freshly minted.
He was offering $15,000 to $20,000 to somebody to buy, pay somebody to get him back on TikTok.
Yep, yep. Then after that, he goes and he's bragging about the fact that he gets $1,500 a month from me.
And you.
From you and me. $1,500 a month.
Let's classify again, because I always like to emphasize this. He's getting it from the taxpaying people of America.
That's me and you.
Yeah.
That's me and you. He's getting it from Joe Citizen. So anyway, you were asking me the other day even whether or not that money that he was showing was that money that he made from TikTok. Might have been.
No, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. Because he only gets $1,500 a month.
But that's my point.
From the government.
But that's my point. If you've got that much cash, and something tells me there's more than just TikTok involved. The reason being is there are so many people that make money online.
Well, but listen, he's got 500, he had 500,000 followers.
Right.
So he's making decent money.
Correct. Now, where's he doing his banking to get the cash out? Because you don't get cash from TikTok. TikTok will pay you, but the bottom line is, again, they do it through PayPal, Apple Pay, whatever. So you got to, in order to have what he had, you got to physically go to the bank and make that withdrawal to get that cash out. Whether he's making that on TikTok legit, I don't care. What I do care about is that he was making that money and still getting $1,500 a month from Joe Citizen.
What about Did he pay taxes?
Probably not.
So that's cash-free money that he's not. So not only is he stealing the money from us and our government and abusing the citizens of our country, he's now making a fistful of money as an illegal and not paying taxes. Now, he broke into the country, or he came here illegally.
Yeah.
He committed illegal crimes along the way.
Right.
And we're supposed to feel sorry and welcome them to our community?
But as I've spoken before, this guy is one of the crystals in the tip of the iceberg. This is the part that sticks above the surface you see.
Yeah.
That you see. He was brazen enough as a kid, however old he is. He's
be very old.
He's a young punk, but he's the one that's just being flat out overt and daring anybody to do anything about it. Most people.
That's what's making people so angry. He's so obnoxious about this.
Correct. But again,
talk about rubbing it in your face. More,
right. If anything, this guy should be used as the complete poster child for 20 more million of them.
Oh yeah, that's. Yeah. 20. Well, we don't really know how many.
Oh.
I mean, we really don't know.
We'll try to get the stats, but there's data.
But we don't really know because they can't count everybody. Look how many got in here that they didn't know were here, and they found out that they were on the "Do Not Enter America" list. You always had that bad element in a group, but that's not the only bad element group. What city did you tell me you found online where there was some gangs that came from Chile or something?
Up in Michigan, it is already spread far past sanctuary cities.
Yeah. Well, the sanctuary cities don't want to be called sanctuary cities anymore.
No.
Because they can't afford it.
No. But what's happening, and it was it's Chilean gangs that are up in Michigan. And they're in some of the most wealthiest neighborhoods. I think it's Oakland Park County.
Oakland County. Yeah. And they're burglarizing high-end homes. What did they say? 800?
There was one house they literally took $800,000 worth of cash and jewelry.
Yeah. Cash and jewelry. Well, first of all, wouldn't you like to have that laying around?
Yeah.
It's just laying around.
I think I'd like to have the $1,500 that Moreno's getting.
Just laying around.
Yeah.
Why isn't America outraged? Because we're told not to be? We're told that because we think this way, our country is getting invaded and overrun, and we don't want that. And because we don't want that, they consider us bad, evil, racist people.
Yeah.
Well, if you want more of him, what do you have to do?
If you want more of him,
more guys like him and people like him coming into the country, vote Biden. If you want that. I don't care what anybody says. That man has openly. Well, I saw a video not too long ago on it was on one of the. Well, it had to be on MSNBC because I watched those channels today. But they were talking about they're coming here because Biden has made it easy to come across the border.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're protecting somebody, but not us.
Even a lot of the Hispanic community, because I talk with people in Miami. And I did want to bring this up, too, as we were talking about the squatting thing. But I am going to give Ron DeSantis major kudos for some of the bills and legislations that have been passed there recently
in Florida.
He just passed a non-squatting, that basically squatters' rights laws out. It's owners' right out. So, if, you know, and that's our problem with this, because he's not wrong in what he was talking about with the video. I mean, he's not wrong.
He was within probably the law.
Yes.
But.
Yeah.
But he wasn't supposed to be here.
No.
Period. But now instead, Mexico president, I believe, says, you'll pay me $20 billion. Essentially, you pay me $20 billion or I'm going to bring more in.
Right. Nothing like extortion.
Jeez. Oh, that's just part of the part of the big guy club. So really the moral of this story is, America, squat first.
Yeah.
Hey, if we're going to lose him to somebody, we might as well take him. But would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Pop up those two videos side by side.
Oh, yeah.
Show Mr. Tough Guy and Mr. Whiny Crying Baby.
Oh, I will. Oh,
with
yeah.
snot running out of his mouth and his little baby swatting at the snot.
Here's the most disgusting thing about that part, too, is as far as I'm concerned, you are no different than a terrorist or someone who takes hostages and holds them up so you don't get shot.
Using my little baby as a prop.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's, that boy is a punk coward. And I mean, he's a criminal and a coward, just
full blown criminal.
And that story cannot go away. If anything,
I know
they're trying to bury it.
You wanted
me
to put that picture in my front yard.
You're damn right.
But I can't put that picture because that's only a piece, just a piece of the immigration issue.
Yes.
Just a piece.
Yes.
And you can make a puzzle out of just the immigration thing.
Correct. He's as brazen of what he is doing as Biden is and his...
What he's doing.
As what he's doing. I mean, they're all just flat out just being brazen. Everybody. So all he is just one of their flunkies.
Well, I should have made you the t-shirt.
Which one?
The money shirt, because you love it so much.
Oh,
I should have made you that.
You
shirt.
Definitely make me. Yeah, definitely.
Make by the way, we got some really, really good t-shirts.
We
coming.
Will be telling you all about the great Joe Citizen merchandise coming up. Merchandising. Yeah. Joe Citizen the t-shirt. Joe Citizen the lunch pail. Joe Citizen the magnet for your refrigerator.
Oh, letting you make a statement to say this is. My America.
Country.
What was Kennedy's famous quote?
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And what is the statement today? How much can I milk my country for?
No, how much can your country milk you for?
Yeah, well it's good. Yeah, there's two sides of that.
Right. I mean,
there's a side that's milking the system.
Right.
And then the government on the other side's milking the system for the people who's working their butt off.
Well.
Who's paying for the people who's milking the system.
You know, that was the thing I was going to mention a little earlier, even in regards to videos. I'm gonna zoom in. Literally, in one of the pictures on the video, he's holding a WIC card.
Oh.
He's holding a WIC card.
Didn't he have a Social Security card too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's illegal.
Yes.
And he's got the card?
Yes.
Oh, and I bet he'd be voting in November.
Yep. And
speaking of
bing, ding, 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 ding. Did you not understand that part right there? That's why I said this is.
But did you see where a lady who worked on a. One of the Board of Elections, I believe it was in Mississippi, it might have been. She found out that you could just go into the election board's computer, type in the data that you wanted for military ballots, and they just send them to you.
Really? I didn't check that one yet.
So apparently she complained about it. Now, of course... Nobody wanted to listen, of course,
right.
Because it's a fine way to cheat. So she had actually talked to her boss, who was the one in charge of that election cycle or process down there. So she typed out three of them, mailed them to her boss. She's been convicted for election fraud.
Really? Huh. Imagine that.
And to this date, nobody has made any attempt to look into the problem, she stated, or to fix it. But there is no election fraud. Immigration or invasion.
Yep.
And I'm not going to give you my opinion right now. I want other people to tell me their opinions, and I'd like to make this podcast about other people's opinions and not just mine. And you know, most people don't want to get involved because they don't want the
well, they don't need to be they don't need to be doxxed.
Yeah.
They don't need to be they don't want to be doxxed.
Pretty sad.
You know?
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. So, you know.
So when you see, well, you'll probably never see him again. I hope they really deport him.
Oh.
I hope they don't find a loophole to keep him, because now his wife's crying like a baby, too. It's,
right.
Don't take my hubby away.
Right.
He was making all that money illegally.
Right.
I had a nice house that I could live in.
I love this rock.
You know, I never did
see. Is this yours?
I never did
see. I'll take it. I love it. I'll take it.
I never did see what house he squatted in.
He
It was a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. And by the way, people in Dayton, Ohio, West Carrollton, Ohio, Oakwood and Kettering, that's not far from us.
Here's the, no, it's not.
Yeah.
But here's what I know about what could potentially happen in a situation regarding that. And I'll tell you, I lived in Florida. Off and on through the years, not consecutively, but I spent about 10 years in Florida. And I spent seven of those years on the east coast of Florida. So we're talking from Miami all the way up to West Palm Beach. Anybody who lives down there, and doesn't matter if east coast or west coast, but anybody who is native to Florida or has lived there a long time already knows that there are what they call snowbirds.
We all know what a snowbird is.
Okay.
What was your point today that you wanted to let people think about?
Really, just basically just what I said is that number one, you better not understand this. The train has left the sanctuary cities.
Oh, yeah.
The train has left, or the plane has left, or the bus has left. It's left the sanctuary cities. They are flat out now content on dumping everybody in the burbs, in the lower populated areas. And you know what? With some dude like Leonid, whatever, I'm just telling you flat out.
But look.
You better thank DeSantis.
The Welcome Dayton program we talked about a couple of times, right?
Yes. We have to talk about that.
Will you
explain what it is first?
I can't. Well, I'm going to put it in the words of somebody else that...
Okay.
I'm not going to give that person's name.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The purpose of the meeting, we went to a Welcome Dayton meeting, was to welcome new Americans and those supporting them to share their experiences, connect with various community representatives, and access valuable resources.
Ooh. Access valuable resources.
And these same people says that the United Nations is funding them with money to help these illegal immigrants.
Valuable resources at discount prices.
Yeah.
Have we got a deal for you?
Yes. Instead of your taxes being 19%, it'll be 27%. So you can use up all your valuable resources.
So understand this, local people. Yes, because we even asked this question weeks ago, what is happening in Montgomery County, in Dayton, in Columbus, Cincinnati?
Hey, listen,
what's going on? You don't hear squat about it. You don't hear squat about it.
I knew we'd get Lennon back in this. Hey, but I lost my train of thought.
I threw you off.
Squat in there. We're talking about Welcome Dayton. Here's where I got it back now. You threw me with that squat guy. That was a good one, all right?
Okay.
But part of the Welcome Dayton program wants to know why are Americans not welcoming?
So adverse to this wonderful philanthropological situation we have going.
And are we talking about the squatter? No. But... it's hard. First of all, I don't think there's many Americans and many people, at least in America, who wouldn't be willing to help.
No, never.
We all, that's the hot that
never,
America has had.
Never. That's what we, that, but, that's why they want to come here.
Well, that's.
Mostly.
Yeah. They wonder why Americans are uncomfortable and don't want to make them feel welcome like they want them to be felt like welcomed, if that made any sense. But all you hear in the news is the laws they're breaking, inclusive to the first one breaking into our country.
All right, because we're going to throw
be
it
a squatter.
Out. We're, yeah.
Before you get squatted.
Or, yeah, get squatted on.
Squatted on.
Because it'll be a big dump when the squat happens. It's going to be the biggest dump you ever saw.
just the visual on that
smelly.
Is awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And no toilet paper.
But well, when you're wallowing in poop, that's just the way it is.
So,
listen, people, look around you.
Please wake up. It's time. It's just time.
Just look around you.
Your very house
Don't
depends
be
on it.
Afraid to speak your opinion. When you're afraid to speak your opinion, they've censored you.
Yep.
That is their goal.
Yep.
So be a Joe Citizen.
Be a Joe Citizen.
And speak out for you and your country.
All right, so before as we leave, info@joecitizen.net. Email us, info@joecitizen.net. Or
mail to P.O. Box 49364.
He said P.O. Box 49364.
Send us a letter. I'll send you a piece
West
of candy.
West Carrollton, zip code 45449. And also, don't forget, if you just are driving by,
there's a mailbox.
We got
right
a mailbox literally sitting on the lawn. We would love to see some mail in there.
Well, I've received some mail.
Yeah.
And
we going to be reading that stuff?
Yeah, I've got some in here.
Good.
But I actually received a mail in the real official U.S. postal mailbox.
Oh, okay.
That was somewhat concerning, we'll say.
Okay. Positive or negative?
Negative. And I sent it to the police.
You did?
Just so it was on documentation.
Imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. Stay tuned. We got a lot of more exciting. Things are starting to get exciting.
Yep.
We're starting to get time to do some things.
Yep.
But most importantly, be a Joe Citizen.
Yep.
Speak up for what you believe in.
Yep. Amen.
See you next time.
Take care.
If you would like to comment on the episode you just saw, or even better, if you would like to come on and voice your opinion on the show, there are now two ways to let us know. The first is to drop an email at info@joecitizen.net. That's info@joecitizen.net. You can now also contact us by old-fashioned snail mail at P.O. Box 49364, West Carrollton, Ohio, 45449. That's P.O. Box 49364, West Carrollton, Ohio, 45449. Thank you for being a Joe Citizen, and we look forward to seeing you again on our next episode.